I'm Phil C.
And I'm Lynn.
And together,
we're Roman Oz.
Real interviews.
With real people.
On location.
With a great mix of Aussie music.
As requested by the people we interview.
Follow us on Facebook.
Or check us out, romanoz.com.au.
So, Phil, what's on the show this week?
Well, Lynn, we've only got two guests on the program this week.
Oh, okay.
We're not actually roaming as such. But what we are going to do is we're going to talk to Catherine Howe.
Right.
And she's from Savvy Level. Have you ever heard of Savvy Level?
No, I haven't. So what is Savvy Level?
Well, Savvy Level is an incredible piece of equipment that actually helps you to level your caravan without having to sort of get in and out.
Oh, so I don't have to run around the van with a level.
No.
Oh, I want one.
You don't have to do that anymore. This is almost like the marriage saver.
Yeah, well, what about one for reversing?
Oh, okay. All right, enough of that. So let's get back onto the Savvy Level. What the Savvy Level does is it is a piece of equipment which Bluetooths to your telephone,
mm-hmm.
and whilst you are reversing the caravan,
yep.
the application or the app that you have on your telephone tells you which side you need to level.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and then you only have to worry about the front or the rear, which is jockey wheel.
Okay.
So instead of you having to jump out and wave your arms around like you're squatting flies and totally confuse me, you just basically have to tell me just to come back, and I can either just reverse onto one of the wheel levelers.
All right.
Or I can drive onto it. And the Savvy Level is going to tell me which one I need to drive on, whether it be the left or the right.
Oh,
so we're
going
to talk
good.
To her first. It's a fabulous piece of equipment. And I guarantee this Savvy Level is going to save so much marriages and so many people traveling on the road that, I'm going to nickname this the Savvy Level Marriage Saver.
Okay.
And then straight after that, Jeff Diath from Checkweight is coming back on the show.
Right, okay, yes. Very interesting subject, Checkweight.
Look, Checkweight is such an important thing, and Jeff's going to be telling us this week the five things that make your caravan overweight.
Right.
Now, the most common thing apparently is bicycles.
Okay.
Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Well, bicycles, and now he talks about e-bikes, which is the ones with the motors.
Yes, I know. They're getting very popular.
And they're getting very heavy. And apparently to support one of these things safely and correctly can weigh as much as 35 kilograms before you put the bicycles on there.
Wow.
So he's talking about bicycles, and he's talking about generators.
Right.
Now, the need for a generator is pretty important, but they also add a lot of weight.
Yes, they do.
And he says normally most people just put those on either side of the caravan, generator box. Sometimes you put it in a big box on the drawbar.
Yes.
Which is another thing he's actually discussing because these big boxes – we have a tendency to want to fill them up with everything.
Correct.
Well, I do anyway. So big boxes on the drawbar, that's another that's another subject for weight. And also this one.
Jerry cans on the back of the van.
Correct.
And taking water.
And taking water with you because he's talking about that because the jerry can themselves, you know, they can weigh six or eight kilos.
Yep.
And then you put 20 litres of water in them and before you know it, you've got 30 kilograms on the back of the caravan.
And then you've got the thing that it sits in.
That's it. And also another issue is a thing called extra batteries. Now, apparently, a standard AGM battery can weigh around about 30 kilograms. So if you've got two of those in the caravan, and most caravans do now have
two of those,
and it's always on the same side.
Yes.
You know.
What's compensating the other side?
Yes, exactly. And then, like me, I want to have three batteries. And then I'll need another solar panel to generate that third battery.
So it's all weight.
It's all weight, and Jeff Diath is going to tell us all about these pitfalls, okay?
Wow.
It's great
Sounds
to have
interesting.
Them. It's a fabulous subject. And I'm going to ask him if he's going to want to become a regular on the program.
Oh, okay. Very good.
I want to see.
Because this subject, yes, is very confusing. ATMs, GCMs, and... you know, all these acronyms. And yep,
absolutely.
It's just wait.
I'm glad you said that word because
acronyms.
That's the one. Yep. I'm not going to try and go down that street because I'm guarantee I'll probably say it wrong.
Well, how about after this subject, how about we start off with a song? Yep. And because bikes was one of the subjects, how about the push bike song?
Look, Lynn, I think that's a fabulous idea because, you know, we only play Aussie, Aussie, Aussie on this program. And the push bike song, that was done by the Mixtures. It's an Aussie song.
Yep.
So what do you think, Lynn? As well as all this fabulous stuff, we do have this incredible selection of songs as requested by the people we interview. So, Lynn, what do you think?
On with the show.
Pushbike, honey, when I noticed you riding downtown in a hurry, honey, down South Avenue. You look so pretty as you were riding along. You look so pretty as you were singing this song. I tried catching up, but you were pedaling harder too. Riding along like a hurricane, honey, spinning out of you. You look so pretty as you were riding along. You look so pretty as you were singing this song. I sing the song. Around, round, wheels going round, round, round. Down, up, pedals, down, up, down. But I gotta get across to the other side of town before the sun goes down. Hey, hey. Now we're riding along on a bicycle, honey. That's a bicycle built for two. I'm looking at my honey in the rearview mirror, and now I got a better view. You look so pretty as you were riding along. You look so pretty as you were singing this song. I sing the song.
Listeners, this is Phil C, and the program you're tuned into is Roaming Oz. And today on this particular segment, we are talking with Catherine Howe, and she is from Savvy Level. How are you, Catherine?
Good. How are you, Phil?
I'm having a fabulous day, and I've got to tell you, I am absolutely blown away by this latest product that I've just sort of tripped over called Savvy Level. Now, before we talk about the product, Savvy Level, the other thing that really, really impresses me, it is an actual Australian product, Australian made. Tell us a little bit about your business before we start talking about Savvy Level.
Oh, thanks, Phil. Look, I think it is really amazing and a really exciting product because it is made in Australia. Now, a lot of Australian items, you know, sometimes with the Aussie logo, they sometimes have written on them, you know, that they're made in Australia,
yes,
except they're not. They're actually only put together in Australia.
Absolutely true.
Which is so frustrating. But look, the good thing about Savvy, we are a fully Australian-made and owned product, so a company. So we're a family company, started back in 2016.
Yes.
And our Savvy Level is not only just assembled here in Australia, it's made. The engineers from ground level, from ground level right up, fully made in Australia and Canberra.
Fabulous, fabulous. Well, there's something for your listeners. We've got to keep our money in our own country. So this is absolutely 100% Australian made, designed family business. So that's a big plus right from the start.
Sure is. So you've also got Aussie workers. You know, we're supporting Aussie workers as well who are in our factory putting the Savvy Level together. So fully Australian made. And we export as well overseas. So yay, go Australia.
Go Australia. Now, before we start, before I start asking you a few questions about Savvy Level, I think you should have called Savvy Level the marriage saver. Because, listeners, what this product does is it enables you, and we'll get into this in a moment, it enables you, listeners, to park your caravan 100% level. You can do it if you're a single traveller. Don't have to get out of the vehicle, and you don't have to risk, you know, running over the wife's hands while she's trying to put levelers under the wheels that are moving, which is fabulous. So it should have been called the marriage saver, not the Savvy Level.
You know, it's true. It's funny you should say that, Phil. Yep. RV Daily did a expose on Savvy Level a few years ago, and they did call it the black box marriage saver.
Oh,
for that
really?
Exactly right.
Well, the reason why I say that is, you see, I'm a caravan enthusiast and traveller of my own, and I don't have one of these Savvy Levels, but I've got to tell you, I am going to get one, having looked at some YouTube things, because there's a lot of YouTube information, demonstrations and so on and so forth, and you can see how simple and easy it is to reverse your caravan and get it spot on 100% level without having to have a huge argument with your partner. So that in itself is fabulous.
Exactly right. And look, you don't have to always reverse. You can just simply drive forward.
Mm-hmm.
The great thing about Savvy Level is it actually tells you what wheel to ramp. It tells you exactly what to do. So there's no guesswork. You just would say, ramp the right wheel, put a ramp under the right wheel, drive forward, until Savvy Level says stop, you're now level in the east-west. So east-west levelling takes about, 10 seconds, 15 seconds.
Amazing.
Done.
Amazing.
How good is that? It is really good.
10 or 20 seconds and you can be parked 100% level, and by the time you've got the front and back done with the jockey wheel guys, the lovely wife is happy because you haven't abused her and she's coming back with an icy cold beer. How fantastic is that?
Well, that's good. Us wives, we can sit there and, well, hubby does it all by himself. No arguments. And, you know, the other thing, Phil, as well, I mean, you're not standing between two, you know, very heavy moving vehicles. So
that's
it's
right.
A bit of a safety issue there.
Absolutely.
As well that we tend not to think about. But, you know, it is certainly a safety issue standing behind, you know, in between those two vehicles. And, of course, the arguments as well.
Absolutely,
you know, not being, how many times have you had it when you're standing there and you're saying to your hubby or whoever's driving, saying, you know, look, just go left, or go up, forward, back. And he's saying, I can't hear you. What are you saying?
Absolutely.
What do I need to do? So, Savvy actually just tells you everything that you need to do to level east, west, north, south.
Yeah. And apart from the verbal instructions, I've seen many a couple where the wife is waving her arms around everywhere like she's trying to squat flies. And before you know it, poor hubby's got the trailer facing in totally the wrong direction. So this is going to prevent any of that. So tell us, how does it actually work? How does Savvy Level work?
Well, all you need to do, you need to mount it into your caravan, either inside or outside on the A-frame.
Right.
You you put all the settings of your caravan in, so the width and the length, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you save, the great thing about Savvy Level, and this is what really makes it special, is... You can save. So for my van, for instance, I like the water to drain all the time. I can't stand it that the water doesn't drain. So I've set my level to just slightly off level. So the fridge is still level. It still works.
Yes.
It's 9 millimetres, only 9 millimetres still down on the right-hand side. So the water drains all the time. Now, I said to Savvy, remember that level as my level.
Okay.
And it's every single time I go to level, then it will level me just slightly down, so the water will drain every single time wherever I am. Anyway, so you save the level that you want. You may want to save perfectly level or just a little bit off level. Some people like to sleep with their heads up as well, which is really, really good. There's nothing worse than sleeping with your head down.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Then what you do is you've mounted it into your caravan.
Right.
So you've been driving all day, heading to site. Now, if it's been a really long day and you simply don't want to get out and do the ramps, etc., you can just drive around, put it in the times 10 zoom mode, and this is what sets Savvy Level apart from everything else, is that it really hones into what is going on and replicates that caravan movement perfectly, smoothly, precisely.
Okay.
They can just drive around and have a look and say, oh, you know, this is okay to sleep here for the night. Mm-hmm. Done. Mm-hmm. But if you want to precisely level, yes, what you have to do is hit the times 10 zoom mode. It will tell you which wheel is down, therefore which wheel to ramp.
Mm-hmm.
Ramp, so say the partner, the wife or yourself, ramp the wheel that's down, then simply drive forward because it, the savvy level itself, Bluetooth to an app that you have on your phone.
Right.
So the app will then tell you exactly what's going on, what you need to do. So the app shows you the replicated movement that savvy level is telling the app. So simply drive forward, savvy level will say, stop, you're now leveling the east-west. Put the chock under the wheel that you've ramped, get out, turn the jockey wheel, savvy level with your phone in hand, and savvy level will tell you when you're level north-south. And that's it. Essentially, you're done.
Fantastic. It couldn't come any simpler, really, could it? I mean,
it really is that simple. I used to, you know, help my partner level our van, and when my brother, who's actually one of the main engineers in the business, in fact, it's his business, when he said, you know, look, I've got this amazing leveler, I thought, oh, come on, really, surely it doesn't, how's it going to make it so much easier?
Mm-hmm.
And then he said, well, you know what, give it a go. I said, all right, give it a go. And truly, I really got that aha moment. It's one of those products that you have to see. When you see it in action, the aha moment comes to you and you say, oh, my gosh. In fact, we make so many sales through people who've seen others who have it.
Yep.
And a lot of sales through word of mouth. So, yeah, you just wouldn't believe how simple it is.
Now, Savvy Level's not just for caravans, is it? You can use it in motorhomes or camper trailers and I guess anything that you want to travel in that you want to keep 100% level when you decide to camp up for the night.
Oh, exactly right. Look, you can use it. Some people who sleep in there, maybe they have the James Garoo or something on top of a four-wheel drive and mm-hmm. they want to have, you know, be perfectly level.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, you know, camper trailers, motorhomes. Now, there's something fantastic that this is a first for Australia. Nothing like it around the world. It's the Savvy Level RV specifically for motorhomes. Now, this is, again, you have to see it to believe it and you'll say, oh, my gosh, get that aha moment.
Mm-hmm.
The problem with leveling a motorhome, obviously, it's difficult. You've got the four wheels and it's difficult. You've got to ramp, or you may have more than four wheels, but it's difficult to know exactly what to do with each wheel. So Savvy Level RV
yep.
tells you exactly what you need to do to each wheel
mm-hmm.
to level.
Yep.
You level again in, you know, a minute. Now, the great thing about it is it's light. It's less than 500 grams. So, you know, all the expensive levelers, the hydraulic levelers, they cost a lot of money and they're very, very heavy.
Yes.
So Savvy Level is so light and it tells you again exactly what to do. So you can level your motorhome in one movement. It's that incredible. And that is where we've got a lot of awards, emerging exporter awards, manufacturing, e-commerce awards, small business, tech and innovation. And that one is a real innovation. So have a look for that too, Phil, Savvy Level RV for motorhomes.
Okay. Now, I'm definitely going to have a look at that, even though I don't have a motorhome, but I do have a friend who's got a motorhome who spent an awful lot of money on hydraulic jacks and lifters and so on and so forth. And as you said, they are so heavy and so expensive.
Correct.
So for any of you listeners out there that are travelling in a motorhome, there's a far cheaper, easier way of getting yourself 100% level without spending thousands of dollars on heavy equipment that you don't really necessarily need.
That's exactly right. But not only, you know, for the motorhomes, back to the caravan, you know, there's so many other things that Savvy Level has as well. It helps you with hitch height when you want to re-hitch, you know, when you unhitch and you go back to re-hitch.
Right.
Savvy Level tells you exactly what you need to do mm-hmm. to re-hitch. So you re-hitch in just one go.
Yes.
It has a remote battery reader, so you can always check the charge on your battery. It has just so many other features. It's not just a leveler, so it's certainly something to have a look at for the caravans there, Phil.
Well, look, Catherine, it's absolutely fascinating talking to you about all these incredible things that this marriage saver Savvy Level is capable of doing. I think we're going to take a short break now, and we'll be back with more of you after this. But I'd like to play you a song now. Do you have any favourite songs that you think you might like to listen to?
Oh, I do. I'd like to dedicate the good old Johnny Williamson's Cootamundra Waffle to my beautiful mum, who passed away a few years ago. So definitely from the good, the Maui Boy album of his. So, Cootamundra Waffle.
All right, listeners. Well, you stick around. Absolutely fantastic choice, I've got to tell you, Catherine. Maui Boy came out in 1986. Probably one of John's most highly recognised albums and a beautiful song, Cootamundra Waddle. And we'll be back with more of Catherine straight after this.
Don't go looking through that old camphor box, woman, you know those old things only make you cry. When you dream upon that little bunny rug, makes you think that life has passed you by. There are days when you wish the world would stop, woman, but then you know some wounds would never heal. But when I browse the early pages of the children, then I know exactly how you feel. Hey, it's July and the winter sun is shining, and the Cootamundra wattle is my friend. For all at once my childhood never left me, 'cause wattle blossoms bring it back again. It's Sunday and you should stop the worry, woman. Come out here and sit down in the sun. Can't you hear the magpies in the distance? Don't you feel the new day has begun? Can't you hear the bees making honey, woman, in the spotted gums where the bellbirds ring? You might grow old and bitter 'cause you missed it. Now some people never hear such things. Hey, it's July and the winter sun is shining, and the Cootamundra wattle is my friend. For all at once my childhood never left me, 'cause wattle blossoms bring it back again. Don't buy the daily papers anymore, woman. Read all about what's going on in hell. They don't care to tell the world of kindness. Good news never made a paper sell. There's all the colours of the rainbow in the garden, woman, and symphonies of music in the sky. Heaven's all around us if you're looking, but how can you see it if you cry? Hey, it's July and the winter sun is shining, and the Cootamundra wattle is my friend. For all at once my childhood never left me, 'cause wattle blossoms bring it back again.
Street Caravans have now moved to a brand new location. 11 Clayton Road, Heatherbrae is where you'll find them. Whether you're looking to sell, trade or upgrade, they'll look after you. Check out their range, Silver Valley, Hurricane, Paramount, Road Trip or their flagship Option RV. They won't be beaten on price, so get yourself a knockout deal today. They're open 6 days a week. Why not give them a call on 02-4987-5288 or check out their website, 7thstreetcaravans.com.au. You obviously pride yourself on your backup customer service. And in this day and age, that's so important because, you know, you buy something cheaper from a website and then it doesn't work and you can never contact them again. Tell us more about your backup service.
Oh, you know, thanks for saying that. And it's so true. I actually bought a pair of cheaper earphones the other day. And, you know, I should have just paid that little bit extra and got the proper ones because they just didn't work. So Savvy being made here in Australia by Australian workers and using high-tech, high-quality components means that you're getting a real quality device.
Yep.
But that means that you've got it's actually not made for obsolescence. It'll last you. It'll outlast your caravan, basically.
Wow.
But look, if you need a little bit of help and you're not understanding, you know, maybe something is a bit tricky, or you just need to speak to us. Yes, call us. And rather than speaking to a machine or or nobody, you actually speak to Aussie workers who are happy and willing to help. In fact, sometimes you speak to me as well. I'm on the phone sometimes also.
Now, it's also important to note that these come standard in some of the high-end caravans, don't they? The more expensive caravans. This is just part of their build.
Exactly right.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, which is, it shows the quality of the Savvy level. Spinifex caravans, next-gen caravans in New Zealand, actually. We're exporting to all next-generation caravans in New Zealand, which is fantastic.
Okay.
Evolution, Elros, there's a couple of other companies that have Savvy level as standard. And we're very proud of that, absolutely. But, you know, we're also finding a lot of other companies are stocking them and fitting them. If you go to our website, you can see that. A lot of Jayco is coming on board as well. We're just talking to Jayco, Port Macquarie, Jayco Dubbo. They've purchased some Savvy levels. Page Brothers Jayco in Victoria. Have a look on our website, Jayco Newcastle, etc. So yes, they're really good. Getting into that demographic, certainly.
Fabulous, fabulous. So if anyone's got any other inquiries, what's the best way they can contact?
Well, have a look at our website, savvylevel.store. There's numbers there. You just call the numbers. You can also chat with us. There's a live chat. Email us. And, we'd love to hear from you.
So what about other additions? What other additions do customers get when they purchase the Savvy level?
Well, look, you can get, as I mentioned before, the hitch height feature and the settings. Look, the other thing to note as well is with other devices that's electronic levelers or apps, they're not temperature stable. So
I was going to ask you that. I'm sorry to interrupt you, Kath. I was going to ask you that. Now, what does that actually mean, temperature stable, for the listeners?
Yes, that's right. A lot of people perhaps don't understand. With some of the free apps or apps that they have out there, what happens if you use – they're calibrated for 25 degrees Celsius. So if the temperature – moves from 25 degrees Celsius, the level will move as well. The level that it shows will change. Have a go. Try it in the fridge. Put something in the fridge. Have a look how when the temperature goes down, the level will be off.
Okay.
So a lot of these devices that say, yes, you know, we are leveling devices, they're simply not. Savvy level being that high precision leveling device. So what I'm saying is it doesn't matter. It works over a full operating range from the negative degrees right up to, you know, 80 degrees in the Simpson Desert sort of thing. Not that it gets to 80 degrees, but, you know, it's actually a precision leveling device, and it's not snake oil. We're not snake oil salesmen. So, you know, it offers all those sort of tech things on the back end that customers don't necessarily see.
Okay.
But also, you know, your external mount, if you're putting it externally, the mount itself is also made here by us, designed and manufactured here in Australia.
Yep.
It's IP68 rated, so it's fully, you can fully submerge it in water, and it's you know, the sun won't destroy it. So real high quality products that we've got here. So there's lots of stuff with Savvy level.
So what about the range? Because it's working with a phone, which is in the car, and you might have the actual device itself located at the back of the van or inside the van. What's the range like?
Yeah, really good question, Phil. Well, actually, Jayco have them inside their van. They mount them under their beds near their power supply.
Okay.
And often, you're right, if the bed is further to the back of the van and you're, you know, sitting in your car, look, the Bluetooth range, it's the high quality Bluetooth.
Right.
The Bluetooth range out in the open environment is about 50 metres, perhaps more.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the only thing is with Bluetooth, if you have metal right in front of it, it will stop the Bluetooth signal. That's why you need to have it on the A-frame. If you've got a heavy metal van, you would install the Savvy Level on your A-frame.
Okay.
And then, of course, the Bluetooth signal is that's ample range to get to you in the car, and also being a high-quality Bluetooth device.
Okay. And it sounds to me as if it's a real DIY product, isn't it? I mean, you buy the unit, you connect it to your phone, and as far as installing the unit, it's just really a matter of where you want to put it, whether you want to mount it inside the van or if you want to put it on the A-frame with this waterproof accessory that comes with it. So it's not really technical. You don't have to pay somebody hundreds of dollars to set this up, do you?
Correct. It has been made for do-it-yourself mounting. Look, even Phil, I can do it. And it's very easy. It's really positive to positive, negative to negative,
mm-hmm.
and piggybacking off a power supply. Okay. And it's really that easy, yes.
Absolutely. Savvy easy, Savvy Level, marriage saver. Catherine, it seems like you've done it all. Absolutely fabulous product, listeners. And if you do a lot of travelling, or even if you don't, because when you consider the outlay to buy a caravan is not cheap, and for the cost of one of these units, like what's the a sort of a ballpark for to get one of these, you know, bought and supplied?
So look, Phil, we're looking at $300.
Okay.
So, and you're right, when you think about the amount that we pay for our caravans, the addition of $300 for the peace of mind and the ease, it's absolutely worth it, Phil.
Well, to me, the idea, you spend all this money on your caravan or your motorhome, listeners, and you want to get out there and have as much fun as you can, and you want to be spending all the time relaxing. You don't want to be arguing. You don't want to be stressed. You've been on the road all day and you're strung out by the road, and all you want to do is get set up, sit back, relax, have a beer, have a wine, and for $300 or thereabouts, it's got to be the best $300 you could ever spend. Absolutely.
Oh, thanks for that. It absolutely is. Yeah, I can vouch for it because we use it all the time, of course, and it does. You know, sometimes you buy products and you see them advertised, and mm-hmm. you get them and you're a bit disappointed. Yep. You will not be disappointed with the Savvy. You know, I was just thinking, actually, if you go to the website and watch some of the videos, the smooth movement that you see, the smooth replicated movement, is exactly what you see in real life. Yep. So, you know, some other products may have sort of jumpy movements where you can't see the replicated movement well, and it's just a waste of money. But the Savvy Level absolutely does what it says, and it has a 2-year warranty, but as I said, it will outlast your caravan.
And the fact that you can use it day or night, and because you don't have to get out and inspect, if you're a single traveller, you've got it up front. You got your reversing camera on just about every caravan you buy now, so you can see behind you. You can now see whether it's level, and before you know it, you're going to be camped up and parked and kicking back and enjoying what motorhomes and caravans are designed for, which is holiday fun.
That's exactly right. Well, that's one of the reasons the Solo Network absolutely loves Savvy as well, because of the solo campers that, you know, head around, and they can do all of this by themselves. So absolutely, Phil.
Well, I've got to tell you, Catherine, next time I see you at one of the shows, because you're going to be at the Sydney show, is that correct? Not you personally, but Savvy Level?
Savvy Level will be at the Sydney show. I'll personally be at the show in Melbourne, the Victorian Caravan and Camping Show, but Savvy will be at the Sydney show, yes. So, look, I'd love to come and say hello, come and check out the products and have a couple with us.
That'd be fabulous, Catherine. Look, thank you so much for your time. We're going to wind this up now, but before I do, we only play Aussie music on this station, and we do our best to always promote Australian products, and you guys are 100% Australian. Made here, you know, it's all done in this country, folks. It's not assembled. It's manufactured in this country. Catherine, where's the best place to find it? What's your website address?
So, Phil, it's savvylevel.store.
Savvylevel.store. There you're going to find all your information, listeners, and if you want to get one of these things, do yourself a favour. You'd be mad if you didn't. What Australian song can I play for you to wind this up?
Well, Phil, I'm glad that you only play Aussie music. It's brilliant. Yep. Again, we really support our Aussie music as well. Uh-huh. So, look, I want to dedicate a song to a lovely man, a friend that I've known since I was 4 years old.
Right.
So we've been friends. I'm getting a bit older now, Phil. So this is, you know, nearly 40 or so years of friendship.
Okay.
And her father passed away a couple of years ago, and his favourite song, his name's Ben Camp, and his favourite song, we always listen to it at his house, was Working Class Man by good old Jimmy Barnes.
Jimmy Barnes. Barnesy. All right, listeners. Well, we're going to dedicate this song to Ben Camp.
That's
all right.
It. Fantastic.
So
Phil.
So thank you so much for your time, Catherine.
Thanks, Phil.
And we'll be back with more Roaming Oz straight after Jimmy Barnes's Working Class Man. Listeners, Phil C here from Roaming Oz. And as I said to you last week, we had Jeff Dieth on the program from Checkweight. He's actually going to be talking with us again today. How are you today, Jeff?
I'm excellent, Phil. Beautiful day here in Port Stephens today.
Fabulous, my friend. Again, thank you so much for being on the program. Fascinating stuff you spoke about last week. And it's such a serious topic that nobody really knows. It's such a scary subject too, because the ramifications of having things not right can be pretty catastrophic if you were to have an accident. So what are we going to be talking about today?
Well, I thought today we might talk about the five main things that I see that make your caravan overweight or unbalanced.
Okay, good subject indeed, because I'm sure I'll be a victim of this myself. So tell us all about it. Five things that make the caravan overweight.
Well, Phil, I suppose a bit of background. We've weighed over 500 caravan and tow vehicle combinations now. Uh-huh. And these are the main five that I see. I mean, there's a lot of others. But these are probably the five biggies.
Right.
And the first one would be bicycles. Now, look, bikes are a really hard thing. I mean, I joke to people that the best place to have your bike is at home. But it's not always practical to do that. And a lot of people do need their bikes. And also, you know, there's a real interest in e-bikes now.
Yes.
And, you know, they come with their batteries and things like that as well. So they can be a bit heavy.
Okay.
So what I find is that people don't realise the ramifications of putting a bike either on the back of the caravan or on the front.
Okay.
So if you put a caravan bikes, and sometimes they don't realise they're putting a bike frame there as well, they're adding it, and they don't add that weight in. So if you've got two bikes, say, that weigh 15 kilos each,
right.
You know, and e-bikes can be as much as 20, so there's 40 kilos just in bikes. But the frame to attach those bikes to the caravan can weigh as much as 20 or 30 kilos as well.
The actual rack. The actual rack that holds these bikes. Okay.
So all of a sudden, then you've got, you know, 40 or 50 kilos on the back of your caravan.
Okay.
And that's reducing, I think we spoke about that last time.
Yep.
It can reduce your tow ball weight by, you know, 40 to 60%, depending on the design of the caravan.
Okay.
So it's quite a lot. And if you've got a low tow ball weight, then you're making it lower.
Yes.
And then what I see too, and this is not really a weight-related thing, but they put the bikes on and they cover their number plate or they cover the indicators or brake lights. So to stop that, they put a cover over it with more weight, with a, you know, extra lights and a number plate and things like that. So we actually keep on adding.
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
When you put the bikes in the front on the drawbar, you're actually then putting around 70 or 80% of that weight onto your tow ball.
Onto your tow ball.
And I know with one caravan that I weighed, the actual frame to put the bikes on, it weighed 35 kilos.
Wow.
So itself, I mean, it was good and solid and very strong. It wasn't going to bend or break, which is something else you want. But it's adding a lot of weight onto your tow ball.
Okay.
So if your tow ball is too heavy,
yep.
then therefore you're actually going to make that too heavy, and that impacts on the vehicle and the rear axle of the vehicle.
Okay. So what about people who say, oh, look, that's okay. I've got a set of airbags in the back of my vehicle. I'm just going to pump them up to 60 PSI or something and compensate the weight. Does that sort of work or not?
Well, the thing about airbags is they may make the vehicle level, but
yes.
they don't move weight from the rear axle to the front axle.
Ah.
And that might be a whole different interview, but it's a problem because they pump the guards up, but they're actually not transferring the weight.
Okay.
I get a lot of people who say to me, but you know, I've got airbags and I'll go down a hill on a wet road and the front wheels will lock up.
Yes.
You know, but the vehicle's level. And
yes.
then when we weigh them, we find out that their rear axle is too heavy
uh-huh.
and their front axle is too light.
Okay. So in that scenario, what would they need to be doing then? Would they then have to sort of go into a GVM upgrade scenario or just get rid of the bikes? And what happens?
Well, I think the way I look at it is sometimes the simple solution is the best solution.
Yes.
And the most simple solution is to actually move weight.
Okay.
To do that, though, you need to understand it. So you need to be able to weigh your vehicle and know what your axle weights are.
Okay.
If you keep on adding weight, then there's, you know, what I call other solutions like a weight distribution hitch.
Yeah.
But it's not always the best alternative.
Okay.
Sometimes the best alternative is to put the bikes on top of the vehicle or in the caravan or somewhere else and transferring that weight rather than just adding something else, which is actually adding more weight making... Yeah, there's a lot of people, they say, you know, treat the problem, not the symptom.
Yep.
And to me, weight, obviously it's my focus, is my major problem. So fix it first and then get your vehicle level.
Yeah. Okay. So problem number two.
And it's probably generators, and I think we alluded to that last time as well.
Yeah.
You know, there's no good place to put a generator, and I'll admit that. And I tell my clients, I talk about weight, not convenience.
Yes.
So a lot of caravans will have a generator box, in a tunnel boot or something like that at the front.
Yes.
If they've got that, use it. But be aware that if you're putting 25 or 30 kilos up there, it's putting a certain amount of weight on your tow ball.
On your tow ball.
And then you've got to add 10 kilos or 10 litres of petrol. To run the generator.
Yes.
And it also could unbalance your caravan because you're putting all this weight on one side.
Okay.
So just be mindful of that. Generator boxes on the back, if they're being added as an afterthought, are a really bad idea.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Right. I've learned something new there. I do have a generator and I've carried it in various places that we've discussed. Oh, I'm not liking the sound of this. You really are educating me, Jeff. You really are.
And that's our goal. I'm not telling you not to take your generator.
I understand.
You know, it's basically, do you really need it?
Yep.
And, I've spoken to people who have carted generators around Australia and never used them.
Yep.
And then I've spoken to people who use them constantly.
Yep.
So, everybody's circumstances are different.
Yep.
And I think that's probably one of the things that, I'd like to push is that, not everybody's the same or doing the same thing.
Yep.
So everybody's unique.
Okay. All right. Number three.
Big boxes.
Yes.
I'm not a big fan of the big box on the drawbar.
Okay.
A small box, I think, is probably better from a psychological point of view. A, it weighs less, but then you can't put as much in it.
Yes.
Sometimes, we're humans after all, and we have this big box, so then we think we need to fill it with stuff.
Yeah.
So the box itself can add weight,
and
some of these boxes are quite light, but then we put heavy stuff in them.
Yeah.
And one comes to mind where the guy actually requested... it was a single axle caravan, and he had this big box and an additional fridge put in it with a slide out.
Ah, okay.
And what it resulted in was a tow ball weight of about 360.
Okay.
But I remember he was driving an MUX, which had a 300 maximum tow ball weight.
Yep.
So when I did the calculations, this whole box and the slide out and the fridge had put the weight over.
Okay.
So there was no way he was able to be able to actually fix that without taking the fridge, the box and everything off.
Wow.
So he'd spent a lot of money on this new van
and
then basically had to take all this stuff off.
Well, I got to tell you, my new van that I've actually ordered, which we haven't received as yet, and as soon as it arrives, I'm going to get you to do the check weight for me because I've ordered the biggest...
I'll hold you to that.
No, I'm going to get you to check it because I've ordered the biggest box that they manufacture and it's got a slide on both sides, one for the web and one for the generator. So I might have to be trading in my cruiser and buying a light truck, I think. We'll have to see when it comes around.
You notice the Mitsubishi Candas have gone into overdrive. Their price has gone up on them.
I think so. All right, so we're up to number four, weren't we? Problem number four, is that right? Yep.
Jerry cans of fuel and water.
And
one of the things I find a lot of the time, and when I do a lot of Ks, as you going up and down the highway and driving, and whenever I come up behind a caravan, I always notice these things.
Yeah,
and a lot of people will be driving up the highway with jerry cans of water or fuel full. So if you're going remote camping, then obviously you need to fill the jerry can.
Yeah.
But if you're going from Sydney to Coffs Harbour, you don't need a jerry can full of water on the back.
No, you don't.
So what I say, and I actually took, I had a gentleman who had too much weight at the back, and he took a jerry can holder off.
Yep.
And it weighed 7.5 kilos.
Wow.
The jerry can. So he had two. So that was 15 kilos basically at the back doing nothing because he wasn't going to use them.
Yep.
So if you're not actually needing them,
yep.
take them off.
Don't use them.
But if you are travelling just down the highway, you don't need to fill the water at that at that time.
Yep.
Do it, you know, when you're going remote yep. from the town, yep. and you're doing a lower speed, so it won't affect it as much.
Yeah, look, I'm guilty of that. I just think, oh, I'll fill them up with fresh water from my home. That way, I know I'm getting the same sort of water. And I might travel 1,000 kilometres before I need the water. I'm guilty of that, Jeff. I'm guilty as charged.
Look, I'm not, you know, charging you with and fining you or I'm putting you in jail for it.
Yeah.
It's just thinking outside the square.
Of course. It's course. Yeah, sometimes, sometimes thinking out of the square is better than, to me, it's common sense. Ah, fill up my water tanks, fill up my jerrys, I'm ready to go. And I don't use the jerrys. Sometimes I go all the way and I don't even use them. So, kind of a waste of defeating the purpose.
I mean, water is a precious commodity too.
For sure.
So we do have to be careful, and you don't want to get stuck without water.
No.
So I always bear that in mind. If you're going remote, you know, make sure your water tanks are full and you've got that extra water.
Yep.
But when you're driving down the highway, you probably don't need it.
No, fair enough.
I'll put the caveat on though, and it's probably another day.
Absolutely.
Make sure you get down the highway with your water tanks full, but not the jerry cans on the back.
Okay. Yep. Well, we're going to talk about that on another day. I won't say it just yet. Tell us problem number five. What's problem number five?
Problem number five is extra batteries. Batteries have been around for a while now, but we tend to just keep on adding things to our caravan, so therefore we need more power. So we put an extra battery on, and then we put an extra solar panel on.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're using an AGM battery, they're probably around that 28 to 32 kilo. So that's quite a lot of weight. And again, you're putting it on one side, not the other. Sometimes they're under the beds. But those extra weights, I did have one that comes to mind where he had three AGM batteries in the front boot.
Mm-hmm.
So all up, that's like 90 kilos, which was putting about 80% of that weight on the tow ball.
Wow.
So massive amount of weight.
Mm-hmm.
And when I mentioned to him that the batteries wouldn't have been standard on the caravan, he said, oh, yes, they were. I mean, it was a second-hand van. It was quite old.
Yep.
And I said, this battery's got, replaced. It was replaced at least three times in that that time period.
Yes.
So, they've been added, whether it was you that added them or somebody else. So it changes the dynamics when you put an extra 90 or 60 kilos in that tunnel boom.
Wow. Yeah,
definitely.
Jeff, you're scaring me. You know, the new van, I'm just going to quickly revert back to my new van. My new van, I've ordered three AGM batteries and three solar panels. Do you think I now need a truck to pull this thing or what?
Look, I don't like guessing, Phil.
Yep.
I'm a big proponent in actually having the knowledge. And
and
hopefully the van manufacturer is building that van.
Yep.
Acknowledging where that weight is going to be.
Okay.
And I think that's a very different scenario to buying a caravan and then adding
yourself
extra weight.
Absolutely.
And I think that's where I see most people go wrong. Adding the weight after the purchase.
Okay.
But I suppose that's one of the things that I push either through the ways or my online course that I have is understand the design of your caravan.
Yes.
So look at the caravan work out, well, I've got three batteries on this side.
Yep.
So is it balanced or do I need to counter that weight?
Okay.
So understand the design of your caravan, where the weight is, and then load it accordingly.
Fabulous. Jeff, before I let you go, I'm going to get an Aussie song off you. We know that. We only play Aussie on here. But before I ask you for your song, I would like to ask you, would you like to become a regular speaker on the program? Because we've only just scratched the surface. Now, we've had you on for 2 weeks and we haven't even started, have we? There is so much valuable information that needs to be put out there to the likes of the nomads and the RVers, myself, me included. I've learned so much in the last 2 weeks. And I would really love, if you can find the time, because I know how extremely busy you are, if you would consider becoming a regular on the program each Sunday.
Oh, I'd be honoured, Phil. Thank you very much for asking, and thank you for asking. I'd love to. One of the things I just want to help is help people.
Okay.
So if we can do that via your show and your podcast,
yep,
more than happy to be part of that.
Fabulous. Well, before I ask you for your song, what would you like to discuss on next week's program?
Next week's program. Well, do you want to do land cruisers? Do we want to talk about land cruisers and why they are overweight when they're towing a big caravan?
Let's talk about land cruisers because I've got a Land Cruiser myself. I don't have the 200 series like most of the people that are out there with the Land Cruisers. They seem to favour the 200. I've got a 76 series, which is a short wheelbase wagon. So let's talk about Land Cruisers next week.
And I will point out it's not going to be bagging Land Cruisers.
No.
Explain why
yep.
Land Cruisers are overweight when they're towing a big caravan.
Okay, yeah. Fabulous. All right, well then I'm going to wind this segment up now. Jeff, what can I play for you? What Aussie song would you like to hear today?
Why don't we do another John Williamson, Old Farts in Caravan Park?
I love your sense of humour, Jeff. Oh, look, I'm not quite an old fart in a caravan park, but I do got to tell you, I do meet lots of old farts, and most of them are great. Some of them are pretty cranky cowboys who think they know everything, and I hope they listen to this song and they find the humour in it that I know I do. So thank you so much for your time today, Jeff.
Thanks, Phil.
All right, Jeff's going to be a regular on the program. He's going to be with us next week talking about Land Cruisers, folks. And we'll be back with more Roman Oz straight after Johnny Williamson's Old Farts in Caravan Parks.
Thank you. Well, when we were in the Kimberley, we actually toured the show through first of all. And I made sure everybody in the audience knew I was going to come back through with a camper van. So I got all sorts of invites to go out to stations and up rivers fishing for barramundi. Just fantastic. And, of course, we did stay in a lot of caravan parks as well. This is all the way between Broome and Darwin. And I'd forgotten all about caravan parks. And it's fabulous. I met all these wonderful old people. And I could feel a song coming on straight away. And I've called it Old Farts in Caravan Parks. Oh, happy travellers are we, around Australia in a caravan. The kids are gone, we have no plan. You navigate, I'm your engine man. Yes, happy campers are we. And king of the road are we. Up a mountain road we wind, with a mile of traffic stuck behind. Too friendly a folk you wouldn't find. Oh, cheery old chooks away. We've hit the road and sold a home. Like a pair of drovers round we roam. No more winter and no more foam. We're wild and fancy free. And a pair of toilers are we. We'll pick fruit or prune a tree. Any old job doesn't worry me. It'll cover our fuel and the camping fee. Ah, frugal old farts, oi. And a dear old chook of you in your terry toweling dressing gown. The one you bought in the country town. Yours is pink and mine is brown. Red bear old fart, away. Yes, I've hit the road and sold a home. Like a pair of rovers round we roam. No more winter and no more foam. We're wild and fancy free. Oh, geez, we'll have to pull up again soon, don't we? And a tidy little unit away. Everything has a place to be. A jar of coffee and a tin of tea. A life for two, but not for three. Oh, sexy old tarts away. And we always camp just near the loo, cause I have to go at midnight too. And dribble, 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 dribble's all I do. Oh, over the hill are we. Happy campers are we, around Australia in a caravan.
The kids are gone, we have no plan. You navigate, I'm your engine man. Yes, happy campers are we. Go around. And the same to you too, sonny.
We hope you enjoyed the show, listeners.
If you missed any, check out our Facebook page, Spotify, or romanoz.com.au.
Tune in next week for more
Roman Oz.